Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 20, we were talking about the importance of standing firm on the Scriptures and using the true Word of God as our guide. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The Textus Receptus has 95% agreement. You say, what do you mean 95% agreement? Well, if I took the 119th Psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible, and said, I want every one of you that are listening to write it word for word and then mail it in to me. And you mail it in, and then we go through and we find that 95% have the word is in it. But there are 5% that do not have the word is. Well, more than likely then, we say the word is belongs in there. Okay. Now, if 5% added a word that is not in there, then we'd say that word's not supposed to be in there. And that's what we mean by 95% agreement. There were some copying errors, but God preserved every word of His Word, and that's why we have 95% agreement. So again, stick with the King James. Say, well, I have a hard time understanding that old English. You stick with it. You'll learn to understand it. And by the way, the problem is not a problem of English. The problem is a problem of the Holy Spirit. We must be Holy Spirit taught. Why are so many churches turning to entertainment today? Because they've lost the power of the Holy Spirit, so they've got to draw their crowds with the flesh. They can't draw them with the Spirit. They can't win them with the Spirit, so they're winning them with the flesh. And what you win them with is what you win them to. Now, I know the things I'm saying is a hard pill to swallow for many people. But, my friend, I'm committed to tell the truth. But now, these people in the tribulation are put to death for the witness of Jesus and the Word of God. And this fact that they're put to death for the Word of God lets us know how important this doctrine is of the inspired as well as preserved Word of God. And sometimes people get upset and say, oh, you're embarrassing people with that Bible. You're embarrassing people with your witness. They're going to be embarrassed in eternity that they were ashamed of Jesus Christ. Now, not compromising or joining with false doctrine by going into league with them is going to cause these people their head. You know, today we're told from 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 18 to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's why I don't have joint church services with Catholics and Muslims and Hindus and so forth. We don't do that. I don't have services with those that don't believe the same things as we believe. I don't have a joint church service here, revival meetings here with someone that believes wrong in the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, does not believe in the preservation of the Scripture, does not believe in the security of the believer, does not believe in the soon return of Christ. No, I don't do it with them. Why? Because the Lord tells them to come out and be separate. Doctrine is important. In the last days, they will not endure sound doctrine. And that's exactly what He's talking about. We're not to be unequally yoked together. Whether you're speaking of marriage or you're speaking of Bible doctrine. Now, it's also interesting here as we look this over. Again, verse 5 here of the text says, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished, and this is the first resurrection. Now, that indicates that there is a bodily resurrection after bodily death. The unsaved dead will not live again spiritually. They're in Hades. And ultimately, they're going to end up in the lake of fire. You know that term, resurrection, occurs over 40 times in the New Testament. And it always refers to the resurrection of the body. Now, here, when we see the word here in verse 5, until the 1,000 years were finished. Finished. So it's revealed that the first resurrection will be completed 1,000 years before the second. The word is does not appear in the Greek. So the sense probably is that this completes the first resurrection. Now think about that. The first resurrection is completed. These people who refused to cooperate with the Antichrist were martyred. Oh, yes. But now they rule and reign with Christ. They occupy a different relationship than what they had in the tribulation now in this world. And we find that the dead live not again till the 1,000 years. By the way, that word lived has a sense of to revive or to restore. It does imply a resurrection of sorts. So what we're saying is that the dead without Christ are going to be resurrected, but they're going to be resurrected for only one purpose, to appear at the white throne judgment of God. And my friend, that's a judgment that should strike great fear in their heart. Now, verse 6 goes on to tell us here. He says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. So they are priests unto God, and they reign with him. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 refers to it as a royal priesthood. Not just priests, but kings also, ruling and reigning with him. Belshazzar in Daniel chapter 5 wanted to make Daniel the third ruler in his kingdom. But that kingdom fell less than 12 hours later. I don't want the kind of kingdom the world gives. I want the kind of kingdom that God gives. It's an everlasting kingdom. My friend, Jesus will come back, and he will rule. As a matter of fact, listen to these verses about it when he comes back and he rules. In Isaiah chapter 11, it says in verses 5 through 12, and righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. And they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Now let me just stop right there and say this. I was listening to an interviewer on the radio with another Christian leader, and asked him about this future kingdom, and he quoted from this passage and told him about it, what it'd be like. And then the Christian leader was dismissed. They went to a commercial break. When he came back, then this announcer just laughed and laughed. He said, "Can you believe that? This guy actually believes that the child can play with snakes and the lions and all of a sudden their nature's going to change. How stupid can you be?" Oh, my friend, I wonder how often he'll hear those words over and over if he dies in his sins and goes to hell and realize who was the dummy. "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth." My friend, God loves Israel. He still curses those that curse Israel, and he loves those that love Israel. That's why I like taking the trips over there, teaching the Bible at all these various biblical sites. I just love doing that, and it makes such a difference in our life. And I look forward to going back again. But it's going to be a rule and reign of Jesus Christ. And the Bible shows it'll be peace and prosperity. There'll be so much harvest that it will carry over into the next planting season. Isaiah tells us that we just read about the child playing with the beast of the wild. And the lions eating grass. And see, the God that created them can put that spirit and nature in them. We do realize, though, that in the millennium, that those people that did not receive the glorified body, although they are able to live that whole 1,000 years, they will have children. They'll reproduce. And some may even have rebellious children. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 20 says this, "There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed." And so we find that even in that day, that these that would rebel are cut off. And because of the new climate, they just won't age much. There will not be an infant of days, but also not an old man. You know, the idea that we won't have the afflictions of aches, pains, arthritis, deterioration, Alzheimer's, dementia, and on we could go with things that might come along with old age. And in the millennium, when the Lord makes all things new, he makes all things new. You see, it's going to be back as it was in the pre-flood era, only it will be much better.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. baptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.